Be'ezus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Vov, Mitzvas Achilas B'sar HaPesach, Shir Aleph. The Mitzvah of Achilas B'sar Pesach, B'leil Chamisha Osir B'Nisan, Shenemar V'ochlu Es HaBosir B'layla Hazeh. We know there's a Mitzvah's essay of Shechitas Pesach, that was the previous Mitzvah, that there's a Mitzvah's essay, Sheyesh B'Koris, to be part of a Chabura of Shechitas Pesach. Benifrod, separately, there's a mitzvah of Achilas B'sar Pesach. It's a mitzvah's essay. Someone that was part of a chabura, and he was mekayim the essay of Shechitas Pesach, and just didn't eat from the Korban Pesach, was mevatel a mitzvah's essay, but he's not chayiv koras. Now, this mitzvah is a mitzvah of Achila, and we know there are other musogim of a mitzvah of Achila. Achilas Matzo, Achilas Kochim, Achila in the Sukkah. There are mitzvahs of Achila. L'umaseh, there are isurim, macholos asuris, gidanoshe, chelev, treifis. B'derech klal by achila, the shir is kezayis. And the pashta says that over here also by the mitzvah's essay of achilas p'sar pesach, b'leil tesvov, it's a mitzvah's essay to eat a kezayis. That's the mitzvah. Ein achila pachas mi kezayis. In the Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchas Korban Pesach, it's ktsas meduyik that there's another nekuda here. That a chelik of the sheer achila by Korban Pesach is to eat tul your saveya. Not stam v'zedin of ala soiva, we know, but that's a sheer of the achila, to eat ad kedei sviya. But that's not the pashtus. The pashtus is that it's a sheer of kezayis. There's a mechudish de keshita in the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Tzad Ivov brings down a tzad that the mitzvah of achilas besar pesach is to eat the entire Korban. Farshteitzach, you're part of a chabura, so every person eats till they're mashlim that. But that the mitzvah itself is to eat the entire basar. Now, pshita, you have to eat the entire basar because you don't want it to become noisar. But the Shagas Aryeh is stressing that the etzem mitzvah is not just to eat a kezayis, the mitzvah is to eat the entire korban. He brings a raya, because the Gemara in Zvachim has a shayla on Daf Tzadi Vav, that whether you're allowed to be shoyver etzem ba-pesach in order to take out the moyach etzem. And the Gemara says, maybe essay doichaloisa say, the essay of korban pesach should be doicha the lav of shvirus etzem. The shaila is, for the Shagas Aryeh, why should you say asei doicha loisa say? Eat a different chelik of the basar. Who told you dafka to eat from the moyach etzem? Must be, because the mitzvah is to eat the entire basar, including everything, I would think, even the moyach etzem. No, you can't, because you don't say asei doicha loisa say there. The Minchas Chinuch, later on, in mitzvah kuf lamed dalet, it's the mitzvah of achilas shiori mnochas. Over there, he brings this Shagas Aryeh, and he's doicha the raya. He says, lo'oy long, everyone just has to eat a kezayis. The nidin over there, that shviras etzem, that you should say esed doicha loisa say, is going in a case when the chabura was a large group, and they didn't calculate well, and they finished all the meat, and there's still a member of the chabura who didn't get a kezayis. Maybe there's a nidin, you should be shoiver etzem, in order for him to be able to get a kezayis of basa. But at lo'olam, you could say that the shir of the achila is kezayis. It's yidua also from the Beis Halevi, that there's a chilek yisoidi, we're going to see later, between Achilas Pesach and Achilas Shar Kochim. We know there's also a mitzvah of Achilas Kochim. Later on, you have mitzvah Kuf Dalid, is the mitzvah of Achilas Besar Chatos V'Osham. By the Achila of Kochim, Shiori Menoches and Kochim, it's a mitzvah that it should be Nechal. Lav Dafka, that you have to eat a full Kezayis. The Gemara in Yumadaf Lametes is mavur that by the Lechem Aponim, the Chalukas Lechem Aponim, people would get a shear, each one would get a small piece, less than a kezayis. The ikar is it should be ne'echal. Mashenken by Korban Pesach, Avada, it's a din on the Gavra, that every Gavra has to eat a kezayis. Farshteitzach, Korban Pesach is also kochim, it also has yenedin. But Korban Pesach Benzunder has a din of achila b'kezayis. Now, to go a little bit boifen kloli in the musug of achila. Like we said, there's a achila legabe macholas asuris, and there's the achila legabe mitzvahs. There are many gemaras that talk about protei dinim of what you need for achila, and some of the protei dinim are brought down in the context of macholas asuris, but there's no mefurashi gemara about it. Benegeya, the gedorim legabe mitzvahs, and fakert, there are some gemaras that are mavur that are talking about mitzvahs, and you have to know what would be the geder legabe macholas asuris. For starters, we'll assume that there's a shear of kezayis. The shear of kezayis is by both. Sai by macholas asuris and sai by mitzvahs of achila, the shear is kezayis. But the Minchas Chinuch here, and a lot of these shailas are in the Mishnah Lamelech and other gedolei achroinim, goes through a few issues of achila that you have to separately dan. What's the geder lagabi mitzvahs and what's the geder lagabi isurim? We'll go through a few. Achila shalai kedarka. Achila shalai kedarka means you eat something not in the derech. You eat it when it's very hot, either very bitter or it's taka hot, the temperature, it's burning hot, and it's not the normal derech to eat it like that. So there's a klal by Macholas Asuris, a few places in the Gemara, achila shalai kedarka lo yishma achila. If you eat chazer, nevela, gidanoshe, but you eat it when it's tremendously bitter, not royal achilas kelev even, achila shalai kedarka lo yishma achila. Clares the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Yisoy Dei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Aloch Eches, Clares the Mishnah Lamelech, what about Lagabi Mitzvahs? There's no Mefurish of Gemara. Lagabi Kiyam Mitzvahs, Matzah, Pesach, Kochim, Achila Shalai Kedarka is Loishma Achila? It's not Mefurish. Yesh Lodim. It's not Mefurish. It's only Mefurish Lagabi Macholas Asuras. A Sofik in the Mishnah Lamelech, if a person eats Matzah, Pesach, Shalai Kedarka is a Yoitza. A second shaila, the other way. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Vav, that if you bola matzah, you yoitza. If you swallow the matzah, you yoitza. But korchai besiv, if you wrapped it up in unedible wrapper, then you're not yoitza. If you stamazi wrapped it up in a sieve, you're not yoitza. That's not called achila. Clares the Mishnah Melech in a different place, in Macholas Asuris, Perak Yudalir, Halach Yudbeis. What about Lagabi Macholas Asuris? If you wrap up a piece of chazer, or nevelo, or gidanoshe, in a sieve, you're not going to get the Aveira. There's not an Isser, the Iraisa of Macholas Asuris there. So that's Zel Umazet. We have Achila Shalai Kedarka, where it's Loishma Achila Lagabi Macholas Asuris. But it's a Sofik in the Mishnah Lamelech. What's the Geder Lagabi Kiyam Mitzvahs? Fakert, you have Korchai Besiv, is not the Kiyam Mitzvah by Matzah. What about Lagabi Macholas Asuris? You also have the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel, Stel Zaveke Yesoid, that by Macholas Asuris, the klal is Hanoas Groinoi and not Hanoas Me'ayim. What does it mean, Hanoas Groinoi and not Hanoas Me'ayim? Pshat is, Lamoshel, if a person, the food was left in the Chanichayim, a chelik of the Shir Kezayis was still left in the Chanichayim, or he ate a half a kezayis, swallowed, vomited it up, and re-ate it again. The Gemara says, "Lagabi macholas asuris yichayev, hanoas groina is enough. You don't need hanoas me'ayim." Klaren da'achroinim. What about lagabi mitzvahs? Maybe by mitzvahs it's different. Maybe by mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, you can't eat a half a kezayis, chazer v'hiki and re-eat it. Even though lagabi macholas asuris, that's enough that you're over the iser, but maybe it's not enough lagabi the kiyum of mitzvahs. There's also another big topic, achila gasa. Achila gasa, the Gemara says, lo yishma achila. But in what context? The Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, ha'oichal achila gasa b'Yom Kippur, lo yishma achila. What about lagabi macholas asuris? Clares the Mishnah Melech. Achila gasa by macholas asuris, shmo achila or lo yishma achila? One last one, and then we're going to go in a little bit more in depth to some of them. Chetzi shir osir min ha-toyrah. By macholas asuris, avade, the doirais of the ke'isr of eating chazer or gedanoshe is if you eat a kezayis. Nevertheless, if you eat a chetzi kezayis, chetzi shir osir min ha-toyrah. There's no oinish of malchus, but there's an isr doirais of chetzi shir osir min ha-toyrah. Klaus the Mishnah Lamelech, in hilchas chometz u'matzah, perek aleph, halach zayin. What about lagavi mitzvahs? If a person only has a half a kezayis of matzah, is it kedai to eat it? Is there any mitzvah whatsoever for eating half the kezayis? The truth is you have a patent. You should eat half the kezayis. If all he has is half a kezayis, eat it, vomit it up, and then eat it again. If you hold hanoz groina is enough, that would also suffice. But that's a separate shayla. But the shayla is, we know chetzi shir osir min ha-toyra. What about chetzi shir? Is chetzi shir considered a kiyam mitzvah? So we went through achila shaloi kedarka, Achila gasa, chetzi shir, korchai besiv, hanoas groinoi, all of these gemaras, and there are more. Some of them refer to macholas asuris, and the achroinim are clearing, what's the geder lagabi mitzvahs? Some of these gemaras are referring to mitzvahs. What's the geder lagabi macholas asuris? That's the shayla klali in yonim of achila. Specifically to go into achila gasa. The gemara says achila gasa lo yishmo achila. But the Gemara says that in the context of Yom Kippur. Gemara, Numa, Daf, Pei, and also in Yevamos Daf Mem, Ha'oichel Achila Gasa B'Yom Kippur is Potter. Achila Gasa, Lo Yishmo Achila on Yom Kippur. But a lot of Rishonim say that Yom Kippur is not a Tzustel to Macholas Asuras. It could be that Achila Gasa, by Chazer, listen, a muscle, a person is already very, very satisfied, to put any more food in his mamish is verekled. And if you eat then, it's called Achila Gasa. So, Oichel Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur is Potter. Of course, on Yom Kippur, how is it possible he's eating Achila Gasa? He obviously ate until then to get to the level of Gasa. So he was already over Yom Kippur. The Teretz is Poshet. He had eaten in the Sudas Mafsekes before Yom Kippur, and his mamish stuffed by Kol Nidre time. And then he went and ate after it started Yom Kippur a little bit more, and he ate Achila Gasa. Achila Gasa, lo yishmo Achila. But a lot of Rishonim say that Achila Gasa, lo yishmo Achila by Yom Kippur is a special word by Yom Kippur. Because by Yom Kippur, the gather is not Achila. Could be lo'ilam achila gasa is shmo achila. For macholas asuris, maybe it's shmo achila. Maybe for mitzvahs. Yom Kippur is a different word. It's a word of lo'i se'une. By eating achila gasa, you still are me'une. You didn't mevatel ve'inoy. Eating in a normal oifen is mevatel ve'inoy. Achila gasa lo'i shmo achila lagab Yom Kippur. But others say no, that achila gasa lo'i shmo achila is a breiter topic, and it's taka lo'i shmo achila lagab isuramosa. The shaila is, what's the gabi, the mitzvah of Pesach? So the pashtus would be, if you start the pashtus pshat, achila gasa lo yishmo achila, and you're not yoytze. And the emes azoyiz mavur also in Pesachim daf kuf zayin. The Gemara says in Pesachim daf kuf zayin that the reason why Chazal made a takana that erev Pesach you shouldn't eat is because if you're going to eat samach lemincha on erev Pesach, so then in the end you're not going to eat the matzo and the Pesach. You're not going to eat it in a taiva fakeret. You're going to eat it achila gasa and you won't be yoytze. That's why we don't eat on erev Pesach. So it shouldn't come that you should end up eating the matzah and the Pesach ba'ifen of achila gasa. So state that you're not yoitza by Pesach also, achila gasa. That's the pashtus of the Gemara in Pesachim. So again, we have in Yuma daf pei and Yevamos daf mem that achila gasa lo yishmo achila for Yom Kippur. We have a Gemara in Pesachim kuf zayin that achila gasa, you're not yoitza Pesach or matzah. And the pashtus is bechlal, achila gasa lo yishmo achila. It's like, just say me achila, it's like a dark lo yishmo achila, achila gasa lo yishmo achila. Fregen the Rishoyin in Toises in many places, in Pesachim, in Yevomis, in Yom over there, they bring the Gemara in Nozer Daf Chav Gimel, and also the Gemara in Horis Daf Yud, the same Gemara. Gemara says like this, Om Rabba Babrachan, Om Rab Yoichanan, Ki Yesharim Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubom, Upoishim Yekoshlubom. Moshe L'Shnei B'nei Odom. You can have two people that do the same thing, but one is a Tzadik and he's Hoylichbom in the Derech Hashem, and the other one is a Poishlom Yekoshlubom. What's the Dugma? Zok the Gemara. Shnei b'nei Adam, they were both tzoyle pischeim. They both prepared a carbon Pesach. One of them ate it l'shem mitzvah, and one of them ate it l'shem achila gasa. So the one that ate it l'shem mitzvah is a tzaddik yilchubam. And the one that ate it l'shem achila gasa is a poislim yikashlubam. That's what the Gemara says. You have two guys, they both made a carbon Pesach. One of them ate it kedarka l'shem mitzvah, tzaddikim yilchubam. The other one ate it achila gasa, poislim yikashlubam. Fred Rishlokish over there. Rish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yechanan, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Even though this guy ate Achila Gasa, you're calling him a Rasha? You're calling him a Pesheya? Listen to the Lashon of the Gemara there. Rish Lakish says, Mehi the Leika Ovid Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. Fine, he didn't mamish do Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. Abra Pesach Miyaka Ovid. Lamaise, he had a carbon Pesach. Okay, it was Achila Gasa. What, he was so terrible? Therefore, Rish Lakish says different Pshat in the Pasuk about two people that mixed up. The one was a Baal Achoyse, one was Baal Ishtoy. A whole different Pshat in the Pasuk. But what we're telling on is that Rish Lakish says, you can't go tell me that a person that ate Achila Gasa in comparison to a person that ate the Karban Pesach regularly, he's going to be the Pesheya, Yelchubam, Yikashlubam, he's the Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? He didn't do a mitzvah in a Muvchar, but Lamaisi made a Pesach. Freganal Rishoinim, Toysis, the Rishoinim. The Gemara says, Achila Gasa loishmo Achila. So this person is a Pesheya. He wasn't Yoytze Karban Pesach. Why is Rish Lakish knocking it and saying, hey, Lamaisa, mitzvah na mufchara, but Lamaisa, he made a Pesach. Was heist? Achila gasa lo yishmo achila. You're not yoitza. So he was mavatel the mitzvah sese. As I frek toisvis, in Nozir, and in Hoirius, and in Pesachim, and in Yuma, and in Yevamos, all over. And the Rishonim there all over talk about it. One mahalak that they bring is from Rabbeinu Tam, a brisker nusach, this tzvei dinim. What does it mean, this tzvei dinim? There's two levels of achila gasa. There's one achila gasa where a person is so much kotz b'mezoyne, he's farekelt. He can't put anything down, he's mamash farekelt. Aza achila gasa is taka loishmo achila. And aza achila gasa, you're not yoitza b'chlal. But Rish Lakish over there in the Gemara is talking about it's a achila gasa that he's not doesn't have any taiva bechlal, but it's not mamash for ekelt. The Uma said there's a din you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva. Ala soiva means you don't get to that level of for ekelt. It's a drop less than that. Tosis Bavarnas. So that's what we're saying. There's two levels of achila gasa. The Pella is Frekta Marsha over there in Hyrius. So what's the Gemara? What's Rish Lakish's kasha? Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, Poishim, you kashlubam, is someone that ate achila gasa. Beseder, zetzer ein by yena kind of achila gasa. The achila gasa when he's mamish for ekelt. Rish Lakish assumes we're talking about the lower level of achila gasa. Then he says, you're not a poishaya. Talking about the worst kind, the one when he's mamish for ekelt, he's katsu b'mizayna. The Teretz is Pasha, that wouldn't even be called two people that are hoilach in the same derech. The Pasuk is saying, Yisharim, Darach Yashem, two people going on the derech. One is a tzaddik, he's hoilach that way, one is the poishaya. The achila gasa when your mamish cuts up in mezoni, that's bechlan not called yeah. That can't even be called a mushel. Elam, are you talking that he does have epis a taiva? So then frek Rish Lakish bid the yevid yoytze. So that's what comes out according to Rabbeinu Tam in the gedorim of achila gasa. Whether it's loishmo achila, it depends if your mamish cuts up in mezoni that you're not yoytze at all. But if it's a little less than that, then bid the yevid you're still yoytze carbon pesach. There's another mahalach in the Rishonim that the Medayik Lashon of the Gemara, Rish Lakish says, even though you didn't do a mitzvah min amuvchar, Pesach miya ka'ovid. It doesn't say Pesach miya ka'ochil. It says Pesach miya ka'ovid. And Rish Lakish was saying, in a chenami, you weren't yoitze korban Pesach of the achila of korban Pesach. Yitaka weren't yoitze. It was achila gasa. Ober Pesach miya ka'ovid. Chach you shechted a korban Pesach. The ikar is to be part of the chabura. The chorus is for being part of a chabura of Korban Pesach. Chachi did that. Not Pesach miya ka'ochil. Pesach miya ka'ovid. And that's what Rish Lakish meant. You're not a poisheya, because lamaisa, you were part of a chabura. Your taka didn't eat, but you were part of the chabura. That's another mahalach in the sugi there. Meaning really, achila gasa loishma achila, you bechlal weren't yoitza the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. Or, but you're not a poisheya, you chachi were part of a chabura of Pesach. Frektim in Cheschinach, over here in Sefkot and Yudbeis. Was heist? We know there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Shechitas Pesach, which is Chayiv Koros. But then there's a separate mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's a separate mitzvah here in the Chinuch and in the Rambam of Achilas Pesach. Now this person, he ate Achila Gasa. He's a Rasha. He was Mevatel, the mitzvah's essay of Achilas Pesach. Yishkoyach, he was part of a Chabura. Pesach Miya Ka'ovid. Oh, but the separate Bezundera mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, he Bechlal didn't do. He's weiter a Rasha. Why does Rish Lakish say he's not a Poshaya, he's not a Rasha? So the Menachas Chinuch wants to say, he brings the Poskim in Chosha Mishpat and Siman Lamed Aleph and the Sivis and the Tumim, that to be considered a Rasha, let's say for Psul Edis, it's only if you're over a Lav. A Bittel Essay is not a Poshaya. You're not Psul Edis. Especially, like the Tumim adds, it's also B'Sheva Al Taisa. It's not that he did something bad, it's what he didn't do. Even by a Lav, if it's only B'Sheva Al Taisa, could be a lav she'en b'maisa, if you did it be'oif and shev al taisa, it's not going to be considered a rosha. So that's pshat on the Gemara. Achila gasa lo yishmo achila. You avadu weren't yoytze the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. Aber Pesach miya ka'ovid, l'maisa, you were part of a chabur. The bittel essay? No, you're not a rosha. Bavorn zemen cheschinach, it's the chmafurish the Gemara nishtazoy. The Gemara in Shavuos daf yud beis, the Gemara is handling there. Lagabi, when tshuva helps, when Yom Kippur helps, the Gemara says, Lagabi, which aveir? For a mitzvah's essay. If you didn't do tshuva, so then avada you're a rasha. Zevach reshoyim toyeva. How could the carbon be mechaper for you? If you didn't do tshuva, zevach reshoyim toyeva. On a mitzvah essay, Mefurish Gemara calls you a rasha. So the Mechas Chinuch wants to start saying maybe there's a difference between lashon of Torah and lashon of Nevi'im. In psul edus leisoshes rasha aid, rasha only means like the Nesivos and the Tumim say. In Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lamedalit, it's only if you were over a lav of Chayvil Malkis, Chayvil Mises. A bit less than you're not a Rosh. But in the Lashonim of the Nevi'im, Zevach Roshoyim Toyeva. The Pella is, though, and we're not finished. This Pasuk of Tzadikim Yelchu Bom, Upoishim Yikoshlu Bom, is also in Nevi'im. Is Tzurik Shver? What is Taisa saying? Pesach Miya Ka'ovid. Why Pesach Miya Ka'ovid? Lamaisa, he didn't do the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. It's back Shver. L'chayr, what you can suggest, a big vort, maybe Tosis Taka argues on this whole thing. We're saying that there's two separate mitzvahs, Shechitas Pesach and Achilas Pesach. Maybe Tosis in that mahalach is learning differently. There's one mitzvah. there's pratim to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which includes shchita and zrika and achila. If someone taka was part of a chabura and it was nishchat v'nizrak domei, and he taka didn't do achila, he wasn't mevatel the entire mitzvah. He was only mevatel a chelik of the mitzvah. Pesach mia ka'ovid. It's a big chiddush that by achilas Pesach it's taka not nimne as according to shchitas Tosfos as a separate mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, and that's why you're not a Rosha, because you were only mevatel a chelik of a mitzvah. A great smach for this idea be'etzem is in the Marsha over there in Pesachim Kuf Zayin. We mentioned that the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin that a person is not supposed to eat on Erev Pesachim, so he should eat the matzah b'tayve and not be achila gasa. The lashon of the Gemara there is so he shouldn't eat the matzah achila gasa. For Egdei Rishonim, why didn't it say that he shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach achila gasa? So Tosfos says there, matzah, you're more olal, even a little bit of eating already makes it that it's not gasa. On, I guess on a piece of mizaftig, a piece of meat, it's easier to still eat it, to have a taiva for it. The Marsha over there says, he says, he has a pashta teretz. Since Tosfos, in that stickle gufa by achila gasa, the same Tosfos earlier had said, that by a Korban Pesach, even if you don't eat it, but l'maisi, you did the mitzvah of the shechita, and it's one big mitzvah. So that's why we'd rather pick matzah. Because by Pesach, zok the Marsha, even if you ate an achila gasa, nishkeferlich, l'maisi, you still did Pesach miyaka ovid. Mashenken by matzah there's no mitzvah of making the matzahs. There, the eating is the ikar mitzvah. If you would eat an achila gasa, by matzah, you bechlau didn't get the mitzvah. Mashenken by Korban Pesach, it's possible, by Korban Pesach, it's possible that nishkeferlich, even if you ate an achila gasa, chot you have the mitzvah of the asi of the Korban Pesach. Another mahalach that the Rishonim bring on that sugi of achila gasa is that they say a totally new pshat. The lashon of the Gemara was tzadikim yelchubam, poishim yikashlubam. One of them ate l'shem mitzvah, and one of them ate l'shem achila gasa. A new pshat in the Gemara. We're not talking about someone that was for ekel and he was mamish stuffed and he couldn't eat. He wasn't, but he didn't eat it with the kavana. The tzadikim yelchubam is that he ate it with the right kavana l'shem mitzvah. Poishim yikashlubam is the person that ate it shaloi b'kavana. And on that, Rish Lakish says, no. So he didn't do a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. But l'maisa, Pesach miya ka'ochil, he did eat the Korban Pesach. So it was shaloi b'kavana. Vos is geferlach. That's Rish Lakish's kasha in this pshat. We're not discussing the literal achila gasa. We're discussing eating it shaloi b'kavana. Amayr de Gazach, frekin the achroinim, it's a steer on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is the one who's always quoted to say, mitzvah tzriches kavana. Rish Lakish holds mitzvah striches kavana. By Morer it's there in the Sugim Pesachim. And in other places, Rish Lakish is the memra, is the Baal HaMemra that holds mitzvah striches kavana. If mitzvah striches kavana, so the kasha is, how could Rish Lakish be over here saying in Hoiris, well, nishkeferlich, he ate it l'shem achila gasa, l'mais, he was yoitza. But no, it's shaloi b'chavana. The Achronim deal with this. The Karen Oira wants to say that maybe by achilas kochim you don't need kavana. Achilas kachim, it's for the achila, for the geshmak of eating it lemoshcha. There, the etzem eating, even if you didn't shalai bekavana, that's the mitzvah, to have a geshmak, achilas b'sar kachim, that goof is the mitzvah. There's a yesoid from the Turi Evin, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches. The Turi Evin says, in the concept of mitzvah striches kavana, there's a difference, let's say, between matzah, shoifer lulav, and achilas kachim. Matzah, shoifer lulav, the mitzvah is not with a specific piece of matzah. You could always do the mitzvah with a different piece of matzah. So you grabbed it, took a piece of matzah and ate it. If you didn't eat it with kavana, you're not yoitza. Maybe you stopped eating, you could have eaten something else. But by besar kochim, the mitzvah is specifically with that piece of meat. And you went and ate it. No, that's the mitzvah. The stomach is that it's with kavana. It can't be anything else. This is the chefza of the mitzvah. That specific piece of meat. You blow a shoifer. You could have blown a different shoifer. It could have been this. Maybe you're making music. You need to have kavana. Matzah, maybe eating this, you could have eaten a different matzah. But by the besar kochim, with that is the mitzvah. Avad Rish Lakish is mighty that you don't need kavana, and that's what Rish Lakish meant. Even though he didn't do mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but soif kosoif he ate the Korban Pesach, he's yaitzel. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel, Semenon Aleph, he brings, we said this is yosoid already before, that Korban Pesach is different than all other kochim. By all other kochim, the mitzvah is just that it should be eaten. Only by Korban Pesach specifically there's a mitzvah to eat it. But he says, even Korban Pesach is also kochim. But that's what Rish Lakish was saying. In Chanami, he wasn't yoitza the special din of Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach has to be eaten as a maisa mitzvah b'chilo, and it needs kavono. Aber Pesach miya ka'ochel. Lamaisa chotchi was makayim the kachim the kedin. The Pesach was eaten, the kachim was nechal. And the ikra matar is that the kachim should be nechal, and that we were yotze with already. In this mitzvah of achilas b'sar Pesach, we know that the Gemara says Hillel was koirchon biyachad. He did koirich. He put them all together. And Rashi, the Rashbam, most Rishonim learn, he was koirich the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, all three together. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Vav, he learns that they were koirich, Hillel was koirich the Matzah and the Maror. That's what he was koirich, just the Matzah and the Maror. And that was koirich. After he finished eating the Matzah and the Maror, then he would eat the Korban Pesach Taka separately. It's a machlokes rishon. The Menachas Chinuch has an interesting shayla. We know there's a concept that if a person eats, let's talk about Korban Pesach. If he eats the Korban Pesach with some other food also, that's dvar reshus, stam another piece of meat of chulin, so there's a din of osi dover reshus umevatel the mitzvah. Unless you're eating two things that are both mitzvah, mitzvahs ein mevatloi zu azu. And that's the idea by Koirach, that in the Zman Beis HaMikdosh, the Pesach, the Matzah, the Maror was all Doiraisa. It was all Doiraisa. It was all Doiraisa, and therefore the mitzvahs weren't mevatle zuazu, and you could eat it. Even the Man Damer that holds you don't have to do Koirach, but you're allowed to do Koirach, because mitzvahs ain't mevatle zuazu. But the Moshel, Bisman Azeh, when we don't have Korban Pesach Bechlau, and all we have is Matzah and Maror, but very important to realize, matzo bizman is doiraisa. Because there's especially a fusa that even though there's no Korban Pesach, nevertheless there's a doiraisa of the Erev Teichlu Matzos. But moror bizman is only midirabbanon. Because be'emes, the entire doiraisa of moror is to eat it together with the Korban Pesach. Bizman is there's no mitzvah of moror. No chazal made a takana derabbanon that you should eat moror. No. So now it's Leila Seder, bizman is Avada, everyone knows, what do we do? First we eat matzah separately. Then we eat maror separately. Then we do koirich. Why? Why can't we just do koirich right away? Eat matzah and maror and be yotze. So the Gemara explains. It's rather a memory from Hillel, but people get confused. That's Hillel the Amoira. It's not Hillel the Tana of koirich. It's Hillel the Amoira. He said, "Bizman hazeh, you shouldn't eat the matzah and the maror right away together. Because matzah is doiraisa. Maror is only midrabbana. You can eat the matzah and the maror together. The derabbanan of maror is going to be mevatel the matzah. Because the same way a dover reshus is mevatel the deraisa, who adin a derabbanan is mevatel the deraisa. Klapi deraisa, a derabbanan is a weaker level, is a lower level. The maror will be mevatel the deraisa. So therefore you can't eat the matzah and the maror together because the maror will be mevatel the matzah. Frektoisis, fine. You eat matzah separately, you will yotze your deraisa. Why do you have to eat the maror separate? Just eat now matzah and maror. The teretz is the tables turned. Now it's the other way. Matzah is bechlal not a mitzvah anymore. You were yotze. You did the deraisa of matzah. It's not even a derabbanan. It's mamash reshus. Now the matzah that's reshus is going to be mevatel the maror. So you have no choice. You have to first eat matzah separately, then eat maror separately, then you eat both together. You can't eat matzah mitchilas together because the maror, the rabbanon will be mevatel matzah deraisa. Afterwards, the matzah of reshus will be mevatel the maror the rabbanon. Klares the Menachas Chinuch. It's about a mikdash. If a person would eat a kezayis of Pesach and a chetzi kezayis of matzah, he klares an interesting shayla. We mentioned it already before. Chetzi shir. If a person eats a chetzi kezayis of matzah, it's only a chetzi shir. By Isser, this chetzi shir also min haTorah. Is chetzi shir a mitzvah? It's a suffix. See, Claire, if it's not a mitzvah, then we have a problem. The chetzi shir of matzah might be mevatel your Pesach. Your Pesach, you're eating the deraisa, the kakim of kezayis. The matzah is only chetzi shir. Maybe the same way a derabbanan is mevatel a deraisa, maybe a chetzi shir is mevatel a deraisa. As I Claire's the Menachas Chinuch, and he tells too whether in Hilchas Shavuos, if what's considered more chomer, a chetzi shir or a derabbanan. Because we see the Rabbanon is not powerful enough, it's considered Rishus, Klapi Adaraisa. Maybe Chetzi Shir should also be considered Rishus. The Menachas Chinuch then brings a Moir de Kakasha. It's big Arichas from the Sugin Zvochim, we'll say it in Ketzorah. It's Mavur in the Sugin Zvochim, the Fayin Ches, the Fayin Tes, that that be'emes, this whole idea of bittul is only when it's the same kind of a food. Two pieces of meat, two pieces of bread, two vegetables. Mixing and matching different foods doesn't have the bittul. Min b'mine any bittul. So frektosis over there in Zvachim. What's this whole shmuz that morer is mevatel the matzah? It's two different minim. It's min b'she'enei minoi. You don't say bittul by min b'she'enei minoi. Zoktosis in Zvachim achidish. It's dafka by morer. Because Marr has a besundere chayzik and merirus, and the chayzik and the merirus of the Marr is mevatel the matzah, even though it's min b'she'enei minoi. And so there's oktosis, a whole new blick on the sugya. And of course, the Pella becomes Rabbi Kveger and Gilian Ashas, and Zvachim already asks the kasha, as the Minchas Chinuch does here. If the whole problem is that Marr, which is very stark and sharp, that's mevatel matzah, but matzah is not mevatel Marr, so then we're back shver nowadays, bizman hazeh. Why do you tell us that bizman hazeh? A person has to eat matzah separately, that I understand. Because if he eats it together, the morer will be mevatel his matzah. But after he ate matzah, why can't he do koirich right now? What did we say? Because the matzah of reshus is mevatel the morer. No, only morer is mevatel matzah because it has choizik v'charifus. Who says there's a musik b'chal the matzah is mevatel morer? Why can't you eat both together now? But that's this idea of toisis, that only something that has the charifus is considered a bittul. The Menachas Chinuch goes a step further even on this issue. And he says, interesting, toisis says, on the Kuf Tezvav on the days, it says, if you bola matzah, you yoitzah. Bola moror, you're not yoitzah, because moror, you don't feel the bitterness if you swallow it. Bola matzah vimoror, you yoitzah the matzah, you're not yoitzah the moror. The kasha is, if you yoitzah the matzah, and you're not yoitzah the moror, so that means the morer, you're not yoitzer at all. That's a dover reshus. Let the morer be mevatel the matzah. How come when it's bala matzah, umorer, you yoitzer both? You yoitzer the matzah, chotch. Let the morer be mevatel the matzah. So Tosaf says, the whole idea of bittul is only when you chew it, not when you're swallowing. And Pashup Chat, Tosaf saying a vart. The whole concept of bittul is only by chewing, not by swallowing. Only by le'isa. Menachas Chinuch says, no. Avada. If you would eat pashut, let's say Korban Pesach, with another piece of meat, it's min b'minoi, even b'liya is a problem. Tosis is saying over there a vart, about the whole problem of morer is because the charifus of the morer is mevatel the matzah. When you swallow it, you don't have that charifus. Oh, but when it's mamish min b'minoi, then it would take to be a problem. L'mashal, what would be a case of min b'minoi? So I'm to wrap up now on the topic. If a person eats a Korban Kazayis of Besar Pesach with another piece of meat, that's min b'minoi. If he eats it though with potatoes, with chips, could be it's not a problem. It's not min b'minoi. Morer is a problem because it's sharp. Jalapeno chips, maybe it'd be a problem. It's harifus. That would be mevatel. A mestam is it with chips not? Now Teich HaDvorim, the Menachas Chinuch says, if you eat Besar Pesach with Besar Chulin, the Besar Chulin is mevatlet. But if you eat Besar Pesach with another piece of Besar Kochim, it's not a problem. They're both mitzvahs. For any of the Achroinim, like the Beis HaLevi, it's not poshet. Besar Kochim only has a mitzvah to be nechal. It doesn't have the mitzvah of achila. Korban Pesach has a mitzvah of achila. Maybe Korban Pesach has a mitzvah of achila. The Besar Kochim should be considered reshus. Kalapi Besar Pesach. It's a shayla. We'll end up with one more shayla. Everybody knows that if a person eats matzah, shaloi beheseba, you must eat the matzah again. There's a shayla in the Achroinim. If you ate matzah, shaloi beheseba, you were yoytzeh the deraisa. Elamai, you still didn't do the derabbanon of heseba. Maybe now you should be able to eat the matzah together with morer. They're both their abundance. There shouldn't be any problem of bittul because the matzah, then you're eating the second time now, to get the kenech of a seba and the morer are both their abundance, and by tarvai their abundance is the same level, it shouldn't be bittul. There's an arichas dvarim about that under its site.